bump in the road?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. While Chrysler's bankruptcy proceedings get underway in New York today, we're hearing about a group of lenders, 20 of them, who want to derail the plan. The plan, of course, is what President Obama touted yesterday as the saving of Chrysler, a new company that would emerge from bankruptcy owned by the government, by workers, and by Italy's Fiat. Marketplace's Stephen Henn joins us right now from Washington. Steve, what's all this mean?
Well, if their battle, if their legal fight gains traction in the court, it's bad news for Chrysler. You know, any long, drawn-up bankruptcy fight could undermine confidence in the company. So this isn't great news.
What's the objection here?
Well, basically, they're saying they got a bad deal and they were cut out of the negotiations that led up to the deal. The lenders that are fighting are largely private equity funds and hedge funds. They say the negotiations that created this deal between the government, the creditors, and Fiat was led by four banks that have all received billions of dollars of their own in government bailouts, and that basically that the interests of other creditors just weren't represented.
This sounds a lot like a they said proposition here. I mean, is there any truth to this?
Well, it is true that the lead negotiators were banks that have received bailout money. But the White House says that every lender had a chance to participate in the negotiations and that anyone who now says they were excluded just isn't really telling the truth. It's also somewhat unclear if the lenders' demands are realistic. They're asking for about 60 cents on the dollar for what they're owed. And some independent analysts have said even if the company were totally split up, sold off, and liquidated, they wouldn't get that much.
Any ideas, Steve, then, how this is going to play out?
Well, you know, now it's in the hands of a bankruptcy judge. Administration officials are still confident. They think Chrysler should emerge from bankruptcy in 30 to 60 days. They say they have the support of 70% of Chrysler's creditors, and, quote, no bankruptcy judge is going to override that kind of support. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Washington. Steve, thanks.
Sure thing.
You know, the latest car sales report comes out a little later this morning, and April's numbers aren't likely to rev very many engines. And in these days of anemic new car sales, larger dealers are selling more used cars. That's making things tough for the smaller lots, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Mort MacArthur owns Mort's Imports in Cincinnati. I first talked to him about 6 months ago. For a sign of how the business has changed since then, he shows me an 8-year-old Honda Accord he's selling for $4,500.
But look at this. It has 215,000 miles on it already. Previously, I wouldn't have been able to think that you could sell them that high.
But MacArthur doesn't have much choice. When people buy new cars, they often trade in their old ones. Traditionally, anything with more than 100,000 miles on it, the dealer would unload to used car dealers like MacArthur.
But now, new car dealers, since they're not selling new cars, are keeping those models. And they consider high miles 140,000, 150,000 miles. And that's what's showing up more at the places where the wholesalers have them or at the small auctions that I go to find cars.
Selling higher mile cars is just one way MacArthur has adapted to the recession. In better times, he sold 15 to 20 cars a month. But with credit tight and people out of work, he's now lucky to sell 10. So he's keeping fewer cars on the lot.
The bane of the used car lot is dead batteries and flat tires. The gremlins get them in the middle of the night from somewhere. So I don't want a bunch of inventory sitting here and getting old.
In order to sell well-worn cars, MacArthur spends a lot of time spiffing them up.
Hey, what's up?
He takes me to a nearby paint shop to see about sprucing up a 98 Mustang. He's told it'll cost him about $1,500.
What if we did a Mako-type job, just shot it?
That's what I'm going to call, see if I could just seal it.
Yeah.
A lot of MacArthur's competition has closed in the last year. He's cut back on his advertising. He hasn't paid himself in months.
I just need to be able to survive the downturn. And to do that, what I have to do is just get smaller, sort of duck.
At this rate, he figures he can duck for maybe another year. In Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies, online at trustedchoice.com. and by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Stocks are poised to make a few gains on Wall Street today. Investors are likely to blow off the Chrysler bankruptcy, and there's optimism from initial jobless claim numbers that came out yesterday, signs that some think mean the fallout's easing. The Dow was down about 0.2% yesterday to close at 8168. NASDAQ up a bit, about 0.3%, and the S&P 500 down, pretty much flat, but down about 0.1%. Most European markets closed today for May Day. The FTSE's flat. Most Asian markets were closed as well, but the Nikkei gained about 1.5%. We're set to get the latest manufacturing report from the Institute for Supply Management this morning. That comes out in a couple of hours. And MasterCard reports quarterly earnings this morning as well. We already heard some positive numbers from Visa this week, and that's despite a continued drop in consumer spending. So why are these credit cards doing surprisingly well? Here's reporter Tamara Keith.
Paul Caldwell swears by his debit card.
Oh, yeah. Every time I get gas, every time, you know, I go to the bookstore, everything.
These days, more money is spent using Visa debit cards than credit cards because people like Caldwell spend only what they've got. That's fine with Visa and MasterCard. Both debit and credit purchases earn the payment processors the same fees. Here's Bill Sheedy, president of Visa North America.
Our debit volume is held up nicely, where credit volumes have been more impacted with the general economic and consumer concerns.
Now that banks are tightening credit, debit cards are more attractive to everyone, says John Williams with Macquarie Capital.
So I think most of the banks recognize that debit is where in the future they're going to be able to make a pretty nice amount of money.
It's all about moving people away from cash and over to plastic, where there's money to be made. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Friday and a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.